it's time for another one of those fascinating discourses on the weather from Joe DiNardo, who has an uncanny way of putting it.
Bring it forth in a language that has great splendor and depth and terror all at once. Humor, too.
I would say, oh, yes, always humor, yeah. Well, let's see what he has done with today's forecast. Just unbelievably, breathtakingly beautiful. So that's Joe DiNardo's latest forecast. He's got a way with weather. You got to say that. He's one of those.
He was the most interesting and rewarding poet to appear in America since the generation of Eliot, Stevens, and Cummings.
Yeah, well, he was right up in there anyhow. You know, he's in one of the top 30,000-40,000 anyhow, usually. So, Sunday here on the Cordick and Company radio thing, and I forgot, we haven't touted recently. Max Korfendigas will be in a little early today with his exciting golf tips for those of you. Well, that's always, there's always the chance. I mean, you can never be too sure, but we assume we have him scheduled in a little earlier. And later on, the Cordick and Company League for Better Radio Drama will be revisiting Philo Pance, one of America's great detective heroes.